Fletcher has seen Columbus's Latino community grow throughout the years.
You were mentioning before we got started how in the 90s Columbus looked
when
really
I
different.
Came to Columbus, it was 1992 when I started law school. And I think in my law school, I could count how many Hispanics there were in one hand. I was very shocked by that. You know, Lorraine is very small comparatively, of course, but there's a lot of diversity there, you know, and I always grew up with that. I always grew up with that. So, I kind of got a little bit of that in college because there wasn't a lot of Hispanics or, you know, Spanish-speaking individuals there. But coming to a city and a law school where you could count how many Hispanics were in one hand, it was definitely an eye-opener. And then the city itself, there wasn't a lot of Hispanics. You had to search for Mexican restaurants, and most of them were like Chi-Chi's, or they weren't authentic, or any type of restaurant, you know, with Latin food. You couldn't see anybody that was Spanish speaking. And in a short while, I would say in the early 2000s, maybe a little bit before that, that's when the community started coming, and that's when the families, you know, started coming, and the community started, you know, from one day, it seemed like from one instant to the other, these communities were popping up everywhere. And it started with the immigrant community, like with the labor, community of hard workers and entrepreneurs, and you'd see people opening, you know, stores, grocery stores, and so forth. And the stores that you see now that, you know, they might have 1, 3, 4, 5, you know, stores. They started off with one tiny little store. And, you know, so definitely the community flourished over the last 15 years.
Yeah. And why do you think this is? Like, what?
I think opportunity, you know, brought them here. You know, everybody that I know who came here, maybe as a family, they heard of it from, you know, one other family. And then families started coming here, you know, and they started making their lives here. I think economically, that's what drove them here. And then that's what started the communities here. And like you mentioned earlier, now there's a lot of diversity, not just with the Latin, Spanish-speaking community, but a lot of other communities from all over the world. And I think that's how they started here. They all started here because there was economic opportunity here, and they took advantage of it. And that's where, you know, that's where we're at right now.